On Thursday, the Czech Republic lost one of its oldest culinary personalities, Jan Paukert, heir to the First Republic delicatessen that still bears his name. Credited with inventing one of the staples of Czech cuisine, the klebiček, a kind of open sandwich on one piece of bread, Mr. Paukert's family delicatessen was also a hub for high society in the 1920s and 30s. Christian Favre reports on the life of Jan Paukert, who's died at the age of 91.
In its heyday in the 1920s, Jan Paukert's delicatessen on Narodny Street in Prague was considered one of the top such establishments in Europe, a standard-bearer of quality and the place where the creme de la creme of the day got their French cheeses, foie gras, and fine spirits. Even today it remains one of the only places in Prague where you can procure either a gourmet sandwich or a 40,000-crown bottle of Armagnac. Today, the main thing that Paukert's deli is known for is its chlebičky, open sandwiches with a hodgepodge of meats and cheeses that Jan Paukert is often credited with creating and that have become the quintessential Czech snack. Mr. Paukert's parents started the family deli in 1916. He prepared to continue in the business when he came of age during World War II, working at famous hotels like the Grand Hotel Poop in Karlovy Vary. But after the communist coup d'etat in 1948, the family's enterprise was nationalized and their home was confiscated. While he worked as a laborer for the next 40 years, his delicatessen continued to bring its state owners a large patronage, who still called it by its well-established name, Upaukerta. When the deli was restituted after the fall of communism, it was taken up by Mr. Paukert's son-in-law, Richard Schwetz, who has been keen to restore its former glory, and he's been doing so by the book. Not only is the atmosphere authentic, the Paukerts had the old recipes subjected to analyses to make sure their roast beef and duck galantine is as close as possible to that which graced the table of the first president of the new republic, Thomas Garrick Masaryk, in the 1920s. Jan Paukert died of a short but serious illness on Thursday, and his memorial service will be held next week.